Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is currently 9:43, 17 till 10. Today'd be your final day to register to win tickets to the next Saints home game against the Browns and Jameis Winston, the gift that keeps on giving. Sunday in the Caesars Superdome, you can score two premium tickets to the game plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. Open bar with premium liquor. Did I skip two premium tickets to the game? I don't think so. All-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. Winning's easy. Go to WWL.com/contest. Enter for your chance to win tickets as the Saints take on Cleveland. That's from Dudley DeBosier, official injury lawyer of the Saints and Saints Radio, WWL. You get until 5:59 to get that done. And as we talk about Bryce Underwood, a story pops up from TheWolverine.com. That apparently they're offering $10 million been offered to him to go to Michigan. And with that, we welcome in, yes, Tim, Bobby Hebert, Cajun Cannon, quarterback for the, you know, Bobby Hebert. How you doing, Bobby?
Good. How you doing, Tommy?
All right, let me say
so
this.
$10 million?
Yeah. Wait, let me say a couple of things, first of all. I'm not saying this to be a fan or to kiss anybody's rear end because I don't have to. But if y'all do not turn down the sound and listen to Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas call the game and Jeff Nowak on the sideline and then stay tuned for the point after, you're missing out on the whole story of the Saints. I'm just telling you that, and I mean that, Bobby, because I listen every Sunday and y'all do a great job. Now, that being said, you played NFL football. You had two sons that played college football. You're Bryce Underwood's dad. $10 million, solid concrete offer to play for Michigan, name, image, and likeness. What are you telling him?
Well, and I think, isn't he from Michigan?
He is from Michigan, yeah.
Stay home. I'm telling him, stay home. $10 million just coming out of high school? No, he won the lottery.
Because you don't know. I guess that's guaranteed, right? You don't know if he gets hurt. And look, I want him to come to LSU, but he could tear up a knee or anything else. You don't know any of this, right, if you're his dad?
Exactly. It's it's guaranteed as long as he don't quit. You know, Now if he'd get injured, he still would get it. If he'd play, and, you know, if he was disgruntled and he wasn't playing, he wanted to transfer, sure they're going to have some kind of contract. But, that's unbelievable. That's why you're going to have some kind of legislation where they're going to end up having, like, a salary cap or something in college football. But that's going to have to be negotiated. So then you have to be a school employee. That's what it's all coming down to. So things will be collectively bargained. And they'll end up having like a commissioner, a czar, like they do with Roger Goodell. They'll have that in college. Well, that's what is coming. And it might be within a handful of years. That's I don't think it's going to be like a decade from now. But, yeah, that's on. And, Tom, I just think in 1990, I didn't have a contract. And I now, you know, you have to look at inflation and everything. But in 1999, I didn't have a contract, so I looked at my market value where I was ranked amongst NFL quarterbacks. And I remember I wanted right under like $1.28 million. And so basically I held out that year for $1 million. And things said, well, no, we own you. I'm going to pay you what I want to pay you because they didn't have free agency then. And so it was basically I'll give you – like $800,000 or something. And it was just a principle. I don't have a contract. I'm a capitalist. So it was unbelievable. I look at where we at now compared to where we were then. You know, you're looking at basically 30 years, but boy, have times changed.
That's $10 million over 4 years, to be clear, but still.
Okay.
Man, that's.
Yeah. No, still that's guaranteed. But talk about you always want your kid or yourself to get off to a great start in life. And what do you go to college for? To get a great education so you can get a better job.
Yeah, you got $2.5 million. Right, you got $2.5 million right here, guaranteed, right, for the first year at least. Or take a shot. I don't know. Let's hope it works out. Let's talk about the Saints.
Right. Okay.
You've been there, done that. You got the skins on a wall, to quote your nemesis, Jim Finks. Did you guys wind up being friends or not, you and Jim Finks?
Yeah, well, I was always friends with him. I always called him Mr. Finks out of respect.
Yeah.
But you know, it was crazy. Him and I got put in the Louisiana Hall of Fame at the same time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was already dead. He had died, you know, cancer in the mid-90s. And, you know, we're at the Hall of Fame thing in Natchitoches, and his son accepted the award. And his son was on my side, his own son. Mm-hmm. So he knew dealing with his dad how it was.
There you go.
And he was representing his dad. And no, so I'm just going to leave it at that. Him and I had some conversations. So, no, his dad was just, pardon my French, but a hard-ass old school. And it's just my way or the highway. Well, today, him being a general manager would it'd drive him crazy. You know, what they're paying the players. But no, I always respected him because I always respected my elders.
Let's talk about the Saints in a locker room. Have you been through it with an interim coach?
Yeah, Wade Phillips, bum's son.
What happens in a week? What happens in a week? How can it turn around? What's going through your mind as a player when, you know, you find out, and I guess it's not a surprise, you know, the old guy's on the way out, then you find out they made the change, and you got the, what do you call him? You got the interim coach. What's going through your mind?
Well, what has to go through your mind, are you mature enough to handle it? And you have to be a pro. The bottom line, okay, no excuse because, oh, well, we don't have the right coach and all that. No, you better look in the mirror, and if you want to keep that NFL lifestyle, you better get something done. So the way I always looked at it, and a number of players, now I'm being evaluated. You know, you can't, you know, it's like, you know, you can't fire all the players and keep the coach. You know, it's one thing. The players really aren't going nowhere in the short term. Now, long term, if you don't put good film out there and they're going to go in a different direction, get someone else. So I think just from that, getting your attention and having a little, you know, spark or juice, you know, that's how they describe it these days, young kids and all. You got to have them. We need some juice. Well, that juice in Coach Rizzi, and I think he's a lot more emotional, but you need much more in emotion. It has to be a skill set. I can tell you right now, that's not good. If we do this, continue to do this. If you can't stop the run and the way we're running the ball right now, I'm not consistent enough. Now, that's going to help having Eric McCoy, our main offensive lineman, our best offensive line coming back. And that the emotions can only take you so far. So, yeah, you just have to be a pro. And what happened last week, that's all fine and dandy. You beat Atlanta, and you have a favorable schedule. There's no way when you're playing pros, there's no way you shouldn't beat Cleveland. Cleveland's coming here. They're struggling. They got a couple of wins. You know Jameis Winston's tendencies? I'd be extremely disappointed if they lose to Cleveland Sunday. I'm not saying Cleveland's probably saying, oh, we got to beat the Saints. But no, it's not like we play in Detroit right now or the Ravens, where I would say, we'd be lucky to beat them. No, we should beat Cleveland. And Coach Rizzi knows that to get them motivated and headed in the right direction. But again, passion, or, you know, emotion, that can only take you so far. Now you just got to go out there and execute.
You have passion. You have emotion. You love this Saints team. I know you do. And anybody that's ever sat next to you in a press box, they know that. You're a fan. Let's admit it, right? You're an ex-player. You love the Saints.
Well,
we
I
all
love football.
You. And you love football.
I'm a fan. I love football. And who are my local teams?
And I think that's great.
Saints and LSU.
The reason all that, Bobby, when you factor...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
That and with the fact that you spent so many years with the team, how would you like to see this season play out? Ideally, where we are, it's hard to believe we're in a week 11 already with the weather. It's hard to believe because you think it's still summertime, but it's not. How would you like to see this season play out? Ideally, what would be best for the short-term, long-term interest, the fans, team, everybody?
Well, I like Coach Rizzi. I don't know. I like them. Now, they probably have to go like 7-1 for him to win and not only be the interim coach, but the head coach. Some fans might not want that. They might want more an offensive-minded coach. But I can tell you, just because you special teams, your background, it's about leading men and having the right coaching staff, pushing the right button. One of the best coaches in the NFL right now is a special teams background, John Harbaugh, with the Baltimore Ravens. I think he's done a pretty good job. One of the greatest coaches in NFL history, Marv Levy, back when I was playing with the Buffalo Bills and Jim Kelly and all, he took the Bills to 4 straight Super Bowls. Now, they didn't win, but he still got them there. And people don't realize Bill Belichick, you know, you don't know offense, defense, everything, but he learned defense at a very high level. But he started out, he was a special teams coach. So you just, you know, I think right now they don't go with Coach Rizzi, they go more on the offensive side and get an offensive mind instead of a defensive coach, the way the game has changed. But you're going to have Coach Rizzi as the head coach, and Kubiak just has to get the offense going. What we got to do is draft better players. We need more great, elite young players. Right now, if you look on our roster, there's not too many teams that our young elite players that they would end up starting off on other teams. Like I think I said this before Eric McCoy, that he would start off for every NFL team, whether it was at center or guard. They either put him at left guard, right guard, or at center. But if you look at like Chris Olave, our best receiver, he's good, they're very good, but he's not elite. Mm-hmm. You know, he could start for a number of teams, like the number two receiver. And I look at Valdez Scantling. I mean, that's a big, fast receiver. Mm-hmm. Those kind of individuals now, while he's been on three different teams, because he gets the drops these sometimes.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that real quick before we run out of time. When it comes to him specifically with the dropsies, through your career and what you've seen, the guys you've played with, can a guy overcome that, or once he shows you who he is that who he is?
No, not really. They can, because I can tell you, you know, at the drops, he's in a Saints uniform, and you turn around, I guess, more concentration, more drills, just working extra. Devery Henderson. Mm-hmm. Devery Henderson with the Saints had the dropsies. Then all of a sudden he's playing with Sean Payton and Drew Brees, and he turned into a pretty good damn receiver and a good deep threat and a lot of stretch. So, yeah, you can build upon that. And he knows he to mature as a receiver. You can be as fast as the wind, but you got to catch the ball. So all I know is he looked explosive in those two catches against Atlanta, and I think he'll build upon that.
Thank you for your time, my friend. We love you. We love having you here. And I'm not trying to be sentimental here or anything, but just as there was a time when we knew there was going to be no Drew Brees playing quarterback, there's going to be a time where Bobby Hebert is not going to be on WWL, only because he chooses to retire and do something else. I'm not saying it's
imminent. I got 6 grandkids. I'm probably going to end up having about 7 or 8. So
anything. I'm saying is enjoy him while he's here. That's all I'm saying, right?
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Tommy.
I'll be listening to you on Sunday, my friend. Thank you. 9:55, taking a break. Coming back on WWL.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.